Well, fishing season continues. Hunting season is underway. So that means that people are still out using their boats on central New York waterways. But Dave White of the New York Sea Grant says boating this time of year can be more dangerous if you're not prepared. He says this time of the year especially, it's important to have a float plan.
A lot of folks go out hunting and fishing in the fall. Definitely make sure you're telling somebody when you're going, where you're going, when you plan to come back. So those things that sometimes in the summer when there's a lot of boaters out, we may not do as frequently as we should. They really become important as we go into the fall, you know, hunting season, on water season, you know, boating season for folks that are out there in the water, because a lot of times they're alone. So special precautions got to be taken.
I get it. Float plan as opposed to flight plan.
Flight and float.
Very clever.
Yes, and let people know. And yeah, because I mean, it's not like summer where you can look and see three other boats that are around. Mm-hmm. If you're out this time of year, and plus the weather kicks up, and, mm-hmm. and if you fall in the water, I mean, it could be 40 degrees, but the water is going to be much colder.
Very true.
You just really have to be prepared. And yes, let's see. Opening day of regular season deer hunting starts tomorrow in western and central New York.
Can you deer hunt from a boat?
Well, I was saying that, but I was saying that, you know, hunting in general, like whatever you're hunting for, I think a lot of people still use boats because they go to like remote areas or something like that. So that's why, boating you wouldn't think of as hunting, but I think that's the reason why.
Well, just make sure you tell somebody where you're going and how long you're going to be gone.
So right.
If you don't show up.
Missing, sure.